because there's a lot of criticism of the SEC and now their brethren, the Big Ten. Who better to talk to than that man, the voice of the SEC? Yes, he is. I'm no longer the voice. The face of the SEC, that's right. I'm no longer the face. Cousin, oh, hey. Where's Cousin Shane? I thought he was going to be our 3 o'clock guest.
Cousin Shane is, he's stuck at the Cracker Barrel. He couldn't get off his grill shift, unfortunately.
What's up, Michael? How are you?
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Paul, especially since you are the so-called biggest threat to college football imaginable. Yeah, it's an honor.
Yeah, Ari Wasserman called me an existential threat. And you know what? If I'm an existential threat, you are even worse. So let's get your reaction just overall to what has been going on recently in New Orleans and elsewhere.
Yeah, I am certainly enjoying all the whining and crying from all across the college landscape, Paul. I mean, we got to be fair, right? It's got to be equitable. We got to let everybody have a seat at the table. And you know what I did today, Paul? I looked up because last time I checked, every time it's a national champion, it's usually the SEC, the Big Ten has found a way to cheat their way to a couple national championships. But if it's not the Big Ten, it's the SEC and occasionally an ACC. Like, what are we holding out for here? BYU won the national championship 1984. That was before I was even born, and I'm old. So is that what we're holding out for? Is the what-off? I think it could be 2084 before BYU wins another national championship. I'm just over all this whining and crying about how unfair this is going to be when the game's already that way.
Well, a couple of our colleagues, Stuart Mandel, said the other day, it's shameful. Blake Topmeyer today in USA Today just unloaded on Sankey and Petitti. Did you hear what Michael Wilbon said? He's on Pardon the Interruption with Uncle Tony. He said of the Big Ten SEC plan, I find it loathsome. He said, it leads toward the ruination of what I appreciate about college football. I don't like exclusion when it comes to sports. I want inclusion.
Well, I think this is the same guy, Paul, that and I'm a big fan of his, but I believe he said, let's have all the playoff games on Friday from like 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning. I don't know if you remember that a couple months ago. So I'm not sure I'm taking the words of Michael Wilbon when it comes to college football. He's great in other areas, but yeah, again, this is what's going to happen when the SEC is already asserting their dominance. The Big Ten too. We'll drag them along with us, Paul. But they control the sport, and this is what it's going to be. And you could either get on board with it or you can get out. And one thing that I'm not hearing from all these medias and all this crying and whining, like I said, I think this is great for SEC fans, Paul. Where is that in the conversation? The people that actually pay, that live and breathe this stuff, now they're going to get better games thanks to a 9-game conference schedule, which is we all know is likely to be coming. I think this is outstanding for fans of the SEC and the Big Ten.
Okay, well, Blake Topmeyer, one more headline to give you, even though the fans don't matter. He said it would be it's pathetic and unnecessary. You know, Blake.
I feel like that column was pathetic and unnecessary. Paul, come on. I mean, we got Texas and we got Texas A&M in this league. And if we're not going to 9 games, we're not getting that annually. We're not getting Alabama-Tennessee, which is, once again, a great rivalry now that Tennessee doesn't just lay over in that game anymore. So, hey, this is the way the sport's going. This was where it's headed when Oklahoma and Texas joined this league. And the Big Ten, for some reason, imploded the Pac-12, but that's where this is going. So either get on board with it or get out is what I say.
So your response to those who are calling it shameful is you're essentially saying they're shameful and pathetic. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I used to be in that business, as did you. You know, you have to write these columns. You got to get attention. And again, you're like standing on the railroad tracks with a giant train coming down the track. You can scream and yell all you want, but that train's going to run you over. So I'm just of the belief that you jump on the train and don't stand on the tracks when it's coming through, because that's what the SEC and the Big Ten have put together. That's the future of this sport. And you got to look at the positives. Again, this regular season, I thought with this expanded playoff was the best we've ever had in recent college football. And I think it's only going to get better with some more of these teams, more teams being included from the SEC, from the Big Ten. And I'm all for it.
Michael, are you not concerned at all? Because we hear it every day here. Fans are getting turned off by the mercenary aspect of some of the players, the portal, the bouncing around. It's certainly epidemic. You don't find that to be disturbing, especially where you live?
Well, certainly. I mean, there's certain aspects. I understand why people are so frustrated with all this, Paul, but I kind of gave up that fight when I think it was around 20, 25 years ago, when I found out the NCAA was getting paid $1 billion annually to televise the March Madness tournament. When I found out that, you know, these coaches are making $10 million. We got assistants now. They're crying they don't have money to pay the players. Now we got assistants making $3 million to be coordinators. So, you know, how about they slash the price of tickets? How about they slash concessions, parking? If they take care of the fans, then we could start to take the money away from the players. But until the people at the top start to take pay cuts, I have no empathy for anybody that's mad at the players.
Michael, in terms of the nine games, I want to get your thoughts on that because it's taken a while. We've been together many times when certain conference members, and you know who they are, we don't want to go to nine games. The most surprising was 2 years ago, the guy who led the fight 11 years ago, Nick Saban, suddenly said, I don't know if I want to see Auburn and Tennessee and LSU every year. Remember that?
Right. Oh, yeah. That was when that decaying dynasty was on its last leg. We couldn't make it any more difficult on poor Nick Saban with the best roster and all this. So, yeah, that was quite an about face. But I'm glad that now that I'm not happy he stepped aside because I think he makes the SEC better. But I am happy that he's no longer in the way of a nine-game conference schedule because, you know, there's just so many great games, Paul. And again, with an expanded playoff, you could afford a loss or two. Heck, Ohio State got embarrassed more than once last year, and they still went on to win the national championship, so all power to them. But, I think this is just going to make the SEC so more enjoyable in the regular season. Regular season has always been college football's bread and butter, and I know we get enamored with the playoff. We get enamored with who's going to win the championship. But this is a sport, Paul, where in the great state of Alabama fans can taunt Auburn all year long. Tennessee fans can taunt Alabama for all year long. The regular season is what matters in college football, and getting us to a nine game so we could keep some of these great rivalries, I think that's the best thing for the sport.
Before you go, I want to get a little bit of a peek ahead. We're heading toward the end of February. We're starting to pay a little more attention. I know basketball is in the air, and we like that a lot. But your thoughts on the 25 season, Michael Bratton? What do you like?
I mean, I think it's going to be just like we saw last year, as unpredictable as ever, Paul, where Texas, you got to like Texas. If Arch can live up to the hype, and certainly I think he can based on what we've seen. So I have not been one to hype up Texas. You know that, Paul, but I'm starting to warm up to them. They look like one of the best teams that's not won the national championship in recent years. I think they're going to be in the race for the college football playoff out of the SEC. But really, it's a jumbled mess after that. Georgia's going to factor in there, of course. But I don't know. I think they may have fallen off that elite perch. Alabama, Kalen DeBoer, he better make the playoff. Otherwise, I think he could get fired.
Whoa. Kalen DeBoer?
I mean, I may have fired him already, Paul, if I was running that thing down there after that Michigan debacle. But no, I'll give him one more year to prove himself, and I'll throw Brian Kelly, your favorite, right in there with him. If they don't make the playoff, I don't know what in the world we're doing at LSU. We may have hired the wrong Notre Dame coach to come down to the bayou there.
Yeah,
so,
but Dave, Michael, I mean, he's a regular on the Feinbaum show. You can't get rid of him.
Well, maybe he can join you as your co-host there. Because if they don't make the playoff, I don't see any reason to keep Brian Kelly around at LSU.
Anybody else you're ready to jettison?
Well, a lot of the other guys, I'm not a huge fan of Mark Stoops. I think that program, unfortunately, is, I wouldn't even say stuck in neutral. I think they're going backward right now, Paul. And, yeah, that's probably the top of my fired list. But I think one of my favorites, Hugh Freeze, he could find himself there in a hurry if they don't finally turn the corner down there on the plains. There's no more excuse. He's gotten rid of everybody that he's thrown under the bus, and there's no one left to blame this year if Auburn falls short of expectations.
If you're an Auburn player or assistant coach or staff member, and you see a bus coming down and Hugh Freeze is between you and the bus, you want to go the other way, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not just Auburn. It was at Ole Miss. It was at Liberty. I mean, it's on and on. It goes back to Briarcrest, Paul. So, this is a long
Brad,
story
don't
here.
Go, don't go there. There too many,
well, he better win.
There are too many people in Memphis squirming at the thought.
Yeah, hey, I'm right there with him. I think the best thing I could say about Auburn, their current coach is loading up the roster for the next guy. That's what I really believe.
Well, anyway, it is such a joy to start the show talking to you. I don't even want to continue. I know we're on for almost four more hours, but I'm ready to go home. Randy, you ready to go home? Let's just replay Bratton on a reel over and over again. Hey, Michael, we'll see you soon. Can't wait.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Michael Bratton starting us off here on a very busy Thursday afternoon, and we are coming right back.